So, Shane, the new season is about to get underway for you guys a bit earlier than normal due to this FAI Senior Cup tie against St Michael's. An intervening time between the end of last season and to now, what's it been like for you guys?
We haven't been off it all that long, watching all together. We were probably off 6 weeks and then back pre-season again. We had games against Fannad United and Institute and Letterkenny Rovers. And this weekend we're away to St Michael's, so it's starting early for us, you know.
Yeah, so how was the pre-season? And I'm sure you've made additions to the squad as well ahead of the new campaign, Shane.
Well, we took in Finn McClure from Derry under-19s. Finn signed with us. We've signed young Declan Ogie from Clamanagh, and Paddy McDermott is back playing with Glengarry this year. Paddy was taking up his first year in the Guards last year, and he really couldn't come up to the soccer, but he's back giving a big commitment this year, which is like a new signing for us.
Yeah. Do you feel the side will be stronger then than the last campaign?
I think the squad will be stronger. We've lost Adam Byrne he's gone to Australia for a couple of years, and Adam's a big loss to us on there in the middle of the park, a big physical presence. But overall, I think the squad will be stronger. We've a wee bit of depth in the squad now. We'll have 17, 18 players here this year, where before we were working with 15 or 16.
Well, listen, you're the first junior club to make it through to the first round proper of the FAI Senior Cup. Any pressure there with that tag, Shane?
I don't think so, Shane. It's lovely to get to be the first junior team to play in the Senior Cup. And it's nice for the boys to look at it and think, great, we're playing in the Senior Cup. But I think there's actually no pressure on us because of the fact that we're punching that much above our weight, if you'd like to put it that way, you know. I think the St Michael's game is one where the two junior teams that would have loved to get one of the big senior teams.
Yeah.
And maybe, got a few pounds out of it for their clubs. It's not a great draw for St Michael's, but it's an even worse draw for us because of the fact that the cost of travelling down there to play in it. But, and saying that, it's very nice to be playing the Senior Cup.
Yeah.
A new junior team, you know.
Yeah, I know it's not ideal, but St Michael's, do they have an advantage getting into this game? Obviously, they're at home, but they played a couple of cup games. They played a lot of friendlies. They've been preparing for an FAI Junior Cup. So does that give them a big advantage over you, boys?
Well, I think it gives them an advantage, obviously, actually, to the fact that they're at home. And it is, they're patched down there. They've won a lot on it, but it's very similar. We'd feel the same way if they were coming to the Crewe. We haven't been beaten on the Crewe in the league for 4 years. And it's a kind of, it's a bit of a fortress for us. And the same thing for them down there. It's been a fortress for them. They haven't lost many games on it. So it's a tall order, but, on our day, we can beat anybody.
As we know, the task is going to be a tall order, but that's something that you guys thrive on down there at the Crewe and Glengarry. You don't mind being the underdogs, as we've seen in the Junior Cup run that you had?
Aye, indeed. And even in the preliminary round of this competition, actually, where we played home firm, and, we played really, really well that day. Again, it was in the Crewe, and the home advantage does, it was great. We had a big crowd there, and we used to the pitch that we have. It's a massive pitch. So we were underdogs that day and came through it, and I'm sure going to, after them beating us the last time round down there, we'll go into this game as underdogs again. But from our point of view, there was very, very little in that last game. They got a penalty with 2 or 3 minutes to go with that kind of put the game out of sight. But 1-0 for maybe 86, 87 minutes, and we were pushing, and that happened. But no, there wasn't a lot on it on the last game, and I would imagine it'll be tight on Saturday again, Oisin.
Yeah. So if you are going to win it, what's going to be needed?
A very solid performance. There's times in this game where we're not going to have a lot of the ball, and we have a lot of pace in the team that for counter-attacking. But I'm saying that Michaels are they're very cute when it comes to things like that, because you have the likes of Paul Breen and Higgins and boys like that that have accumulated, you know, 50, 60, 70 caps a piece. So, I mean, they are getting an age now where they're maybe not as quick as that would have been in the past, but they're very cute and they'll not leave money gaps.
And there'll be a big crowd going down from Glengad. Do you like travelling?
We normally have a good crowd going and good support of the last time we were down there. I'm sure we had a couple of hundred down there. It's great. And I'm sure it'll be no different this time, Oisin.
Well, listen, Shane, all we can do is wish you the best of luck on Saturday and your continued, fingers crossed, success in the Cup competition.
Thanks very much, Oisin.